Welcome to Your Future Is Now, hosted by Jim Grant and Bill Heinrich. Their show is dedicated to sharing information in business, health, and obstacles we face in our everyday lives. Jim is also the TV host of Messages of Inspiration and Hope on E360 TV. Bill is the author of Seven Levels of Truth and is a master in the world of getting clarity in your mind to clear out the cobwebs and remove mental barriers that hold you back. Each week, they will interview an exciting guest. We're so glad you've tuned in. Be sure to share the show. And now, here's Jim.
Well, welcome to the show, ladies and gentlemen. Your Future Is Now is proudly brought to you by the good guys at the 6MinuteWebinar.com. That's SIXMinuteWebinar.com. And if you're looking for a great way to get your message, one single message over to your ideal client, you really need the 6-Minute Webinar, because that's what it does. It's a wonderful way to be able to get your message out there. And we're so honored to have the honorary host here on Toganet Radio, Mr. Bill Heinrich. He is the co-creator of the 6-Minute Webinar. And Mr. Bill, welcome to the show, my man.
Hey. Yes. How are you today?
Really, I'm doing... Oh, yeah. I'm just going to say I'm real glad to be here, because me and Rennie, we were on the phone. Rennie Gabriel, our guest today, we were on the phone last night trying to figure out this Skype deal. And the problem was I couldn't spell Skype, so we had to wait till just about a minute before we even got live here on the air to get him patched in. So thank the good Lord for that.
Everything always works out. Yeah, the 6-Minute Webinar, Jim, you know, we just we did another boot camp the end of January, tremendously successful 3-hour boot camp. And what we're hearing from the people is that they are stunned at the clarity that they get about their business. In fact, I was just on the phone with a client, a very high-level financial consultant on the East Coast, who's developing a new product. And we talked about it, and I said, just run it through the 6-Minute Webinar, answer these questions, and then ScriptPal writes the script for you. But it gives you, in this case, it's one product in a specific channel, niche that he's after.
Yeah.
And he's trying to get clarity on it. I said, you'll have the clarity once you have that 6-Minute Webinar and then be able to develop your story and how to explain it to people. It's really fascinating, been very successful. We're doing a full launch in it in the second quarter. We have a lot of other exciting things coming too.
Oh, we really do. And our guest today, Mr. Rennie Gabriel, his topic is going to be about the 3 secrets that only the wealthy know. He's going to share those with you. But he was one of the gentlemen on the last workshop that filled out that 6-Minute Webinar. And the difference of it is, in layman terms, is kind of like trying to hit the bullseye with a shotgun as opposed to a laser, as a laser rifle. And Rennie, welcome to the show. And tell, just share with the folks, first of all, if you would, sir, what the 6-Minute Webinar did for you. And just go ahead in your own words, sir.
Well, the 3-hour workshop was amazing. The clarity it gave me was so surprising, because I've been working on my messaging for well over a year. I was in a program that cost me $25,000. And a part of it was to support me in creating the messaging that would be clear to my ideal audience and all the rest of that stuff. And then the questions I got from Bill, and I think Don was there too, or I don't remember which one now was helping
Don McGrath,
me with it.
We double teamed you, Rennie.
Say it again, Bill.
I said we double teamed.
A tag team on you there, Rennie.
that's true. So the two of them were able to bring out, you know, with the questions in the 6-Minute Webinar script, they were able to bring out the clarity I've been struggling with for over a year. And when it was done, I produced the webinar, you know, literally a 4.5 minute webinar that contained everything that it needed to have to bring my message out to my target audience. I just was blown away.
Oh, yeah. And we were so impressed with Rennie because he was kind of like, you know, holy smokes. And the beauty of it was, I think he answered about 40 questions. Then you hit submit. And ScriptPal, this is a program that Don McGrath created. It comes, you know, puts the questions and the answers together, and you hit submit, and it comes right into your email, and you got your 6-minute webinar right there. All you got to do is just, I mean, it's sweet, isn't it?
I mean, less than a minute, it shows up in my email box, and I looked it over. I mean, a few edits for some grammar thing, but I mean, it was just so impressive.
You know, today you're going to be speaking about the secrets of the wealthy, and you know, we're helping people create more wealth by getting them more focused on what they do, so they can serve people at a higher level. But more importantly than that, Rennie, myself and Don, too, have each spent over $100,000 on this kind of stuff. And
yeah,
you can
come
to one of our boot camps for $99. Why? Because once you have your clarity, you know what to do with it, don't you, Rennie?
Exactly. Absolutely correct. And there's so many opportunities to use it in so many different ways. I mean, my VA has put it in Venmo. So it can be seen from my website. I put it in a Dropbox folder before my VA put it on Venmo for me, and I was able to send someone a link to the Dropbox folder so they could see it. I mean, you know, it could be used in the marketing. It's just, I was just blown away.
Here's another one. Create a hyperlink for it and put the hyperlink at the bottom of every email.
Oh, yeah.
Hold on a second. That's a writer downer.
Yeah. Yeah, the hyperlink on the email is just that little chain link you see there, and you just click on that, and you put the URL in there, and then above that you just put the, you know, whatever two
email.
Or three words that you want, the name.
Hyperlink. Do a title three, you know, I think yours was on the Three Secrets of the Wealthy, so which is another thing about, and we're going to get to Rennie and let him talk about the secrets here.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
However, this is just really illuminating.
It really
all
is.
The benefits of the 6-minute webinar. Rennie's using this 6-minute webinar and the way he learned to explain it to the public in a language that they'll understand. He'll be using that in the radio interview today.
I
read a chapter in a book and I use my 6-minute webinar. I had to make it over twice the size. But in 45 minutes, I wrote a chapter in a book in a collaboration that just became a bestseller on Amazon. So there's so many different ways to use it. But Jim, let me turn it back to you. Never, Jim, remember, don't get me talking about the 6-minute webinar.
Well, that's okay. That's okay. I was just sitting back drinking coffee because I knew all the great information you and Rennie were sharing with. And I'll guarantee you, when you were talking, and especially Rennie was talking, I'm thinking, wow, instead of 3 secrets of the wealthy, we were to make this show the 4 secrets of the wealthy, the fourth being the 6-minute webinar.
Yeah.
Rennie, though, welcome to the show, my man. We're going to be breaking in a few minutes, but just take a moment, if you would, please, and just introduce yourself to the audience, if you would, sir.
Yeah, simple thing. I support people to handle money powerfully, and the reason for that is we are raising philanthropists, and it comes from my experience of actually being broke at age 50, starting all over again, but in about 8 years, doing what wealthy people do, I became a multimillionaire, so I no longer have to work. So I get to donate 100% of the profits from the work I do to a charity called Shelter to Soldier, and I'm sure we'll have some time to talk about that.
Oh, you better believe we will. And we got about 3 minutes left. Shelter to Soldier, that is a great opportunity for two lives. One's a dog. The second one is a soldier. For two lives to be blended together, and each one gets you know, they help each other because the dog gets saved from a shelter and it creates a life of love for the soldier. They bond, and it takes, you know, it's just amazing how they can take different dogs, different breeds of dogs, mutts and whatever, as long as they have the, I think it's the right kind of heart in it, Rennie. They got to have a heart.
Yep. That's right. They got the right personality and they're decent size. They become service dogs. I mean, trained service dogs, not pets.
Yeah. Yeah. Cause pets, you spoil them. You don't want, if someone's in need, they need a pet to spoil them. What a concept, you know, that's my biggest problem when it comes to pets, ladies and gentlemen. You know, even though dogs live with you and you live with cats, but you know, it only takes one little thing to spoil them. You know what I mean? You can train them and train. Well, you forget training cats, but talking about dogs, you can train them and train them and train them. Then that one little thing you do, they go like, "Hey, this is the way the world is supposed to turn." I tell you, you've how long have you been associated with this ShelterToSoldier.org organization?
Probably about, maybe 4 years now, 5 years. We are their number five donor. And I just am so in love with what they do and their message. I mean, my wife and I always gave to animal causes, and I always gave to veteran causes. And this is, you know, saving two lives at a time.
That's really special when you can use your blessings in life to reach out and touch someone's life and help them in their hour of need. My goodness gracious, that is a sweet, sweet feeling that never gets old. You know, Rennie?
No.
I know you've seen a lot of success there with those, haven't you?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, the success stories just bring me to tears. The dogs' lives that are saved that could have been euthanized, their purpose just, you know, discarded, and they keep someone else alive, a soldier that might have committed suicide. And not one soldier who's gotten their service dog has committed suicide.
Hey, we want to talk a little bit more about that when we come back, and then we're going to shift gears and get into the, you know, the reason why you're here with sharing the secrets of the wealthy. But we got to take a commercial break right now, ladies and gentlemen. We'll be right back right after these messages.
SpeakersPathway.com is the proud sponsor of Your Future Is Now, a show dedicated and aligned in perfect harmony with the vision and mission of Speakers Pathway. Dr. Sony Jackson's expertise is on the art of marketing while cultivating a long-term customer relationship in your business world. Do you know what to say or how to deliver your message to complete strangers? If so, Sony can help you. Tamara Hunter is a cancer survivor and works with people to focus their message or mission to the audience they want to reach. Do you feel called to create a movement to make the world a better place? If so, Tamara can help you. For additional information from any of our executive training directors, go to speakerspathway.com. That is speakerspathway.com.
A lead foot? According to state troopers, here's what not to do when you get pulled over. Don't be a lachrymous and start crying right away. It doesn't help. But if you're under 20, crying won't be held against you. Don't ask for a break, and don't yell or start any argy-bargy. And one trooper said, if they're going to flirt with me to get out of a ticket, it would probably insult my intelligence. But unfortunately, I don't get hit on all that often. So flirting or being a gill flirt won't work. Did you know that 15% of all drivers get 76% of all traffic tickets? And the odds of winning if you challenge a traffic ticket in court are 1 in 3. So what should you do when you get pulled over for speeding? be courteous to the officer, and most of all, be honest.
It's Marching Day.
I'm Carolyn Davidson, and you can have fun challenging your words you never heard vocabulary with my free app, Too Funny for Word.
Welcome back to the show, ladies and gentlemen. Your Future Is Now is proudly brought to you by the good guys at the 6MinuteWebinar.com. And with us today, we have Mr. Bill Heinrich. He's the honorary host here on Toginet Radio. He has a free ebook on clarity called My Free Book, three words, myfreebook.me. M-E, M as in Mike, E as in Echo. And our guest today, Mr. Rennie Gabriel, we were very impressed with him when we met him at the webinar, the boot camp we had on. And we had him on the TV show, and his message is so powerful. We had to have him on the radio show. He talks about the three secrets of the wealthy. We're going to get into that in just a couple of minutes. But I want to finish up very, very important about the shelter to soldier. I get my tongue going here. .org. It's a rescue situation where they take dogs and train them. And what really blew me away, Rennie, is when you said every single soldier that is in this program and gets a dog from the shelter, they do not commit suicide.
Right. They get their dog and they're paired with the dog has been trained to be a service animal. So the soldier isn't getting the dog from the shelter. The dog is trained first. It's a 12 to 18 month process. So the dog knows how to open doors, turn on light switches, but more importantly, sense what is going on with the soldier from the standpoint that, let's say, the soldier who is housebound now is able to go out and be with the family and go to their children's events or go shopping with the wife. If the soldier, let's say, is in the grocery store and it starts and it's a little too crowded and they start to melt down and their PTSD is coming up or their traumatic brain injury, the dog senses it and removes them from the store.
Wow. That's really amazing.
Yeah, it is. They're so in tune with whose life they're saving that is their job, and they are attuned to it completely.
Well, that's very impressive. It really is, and it's a wonderful organization. And we want to get also into the three secrets of the wealthy, because that's what we told people we're going to be talking about. So we better get into that. Otherwise, they're going to, start throwing apples at me or something, or tomatoes.
Yeah, we can do that. So it's easy to remember. I use an acronym for the three secrets, and the acronym is AFI, which has nothing to do with the American Film Institute.
Uh-huh.
It has to do with the attitude wealthy people have, which is different than ordinary people, the forms that they use. Now, they're the same forms, but they look at them differently.
Mm-hmm.
And the I stands for investments. And too many people think the only investments available to them are stocks, bonds, or mutual funds, and that is not the case at all. Wealthy people have so many more places they invest, and in ways where they control the investments and not hand it over to someone else and hope or pray that it turns out okay. So
because a lot of wealthy people, they invest in something that they love, something they have a passion for too, don't they?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, because that's usually where it starts, and then they expand from there. So the three secrets are the attitude, the forms, and the investments. And probably the most important is the attitude, because I'll give you an example. Let's say that you and I are at some seminar or workshop, and we want to know how to handle money better. And the presenter says, the first thing you need to do is pay yourself first.
Mm-hmm.
Now, ordinary people will hear that and say, oh, I've heard that. Oh, that's been around for years. Oh, that's not new to me. What I'm getting at is ordinary people will make statements when they hear familiar information. But I said the wealthy have a different attitude, and what they do when they hear familiar information is they ask questions. And they're almost the questions we learned in elementary school if we're going to write a paper. It's like who, what, when, where, how. They don't ask why, because that's not a valid, that's not a helpful question. So they'll hear this familiar information and say, wonder who could help me with that, or where would I put the money, or when will I begin doing that, or what does that mean to me? When they ask these questions, it leads to the actions they can move forward with, as opposed to a statement which takes no one anywhere. And that's just an example of one attitude. I actually wrote a book with 32 attitudes in it. It's like almost one a day for a little over a month. And that's the most important thing that separates wealthy people from ordinary people are those attitudes. The form.
So, Rennie.
Go ahead.
Rennie, I have a quick question for you.
Sure.
I know that at one point in your life you went broke.
And
I'm guessing that this is what got you on the path. Tell us a little bit of the story of what got you to where you want to teach this to others.
I would say, yes, there's two things. One, I failed high school math. And so I recognized that is not a required skill to become wealthy. And the second thing is, when I was 50 and broke, there was a time in my life I actually had to collect soda bottles and cans to get the refund money to buy food for my family. So what I'm getting at is I know what it's like to be completely broke. And that hurts. That hurts a lot. And people do not have to go through that. We've had a pandemic for 2020 that has destroyed the incomes and jobs for so many thousands, millions of people. And when you don't have the foundation of handling money powerfully in the first place, it is just so difficult to rebuild. But once you have these skills that are not taught in high school, I mean, teachers can't teach what they've never learned. They generally don't get it from their parents because parents can't teach what they don't know. It's just so frustrating. And what I saw is that the people, when they would turn to their CPA to say, you know what, I don't know how to do a budget. I don't know how to create a spending plan. I don't know how an income and expense statement works. And their CPA would explain it in a way that they were taught in the way of becoming a CPA, which was debits and credits and of no value to their clients. I have surveyed hundreds of CPAs to say, in your coursework, did you learn how to teach someone how to do a budget? Not one CPA has answered yes to that question. They may have learned it on their own and been able to teach it, but it's not in their coursework. Now, I was certified as a financial planner, and it wasn't taught to me either. So the professionals that the public turns to for this foundational information are not taught on how to present it. So so that was my objective. My objective was people need to know how to do this on a foundational level in the same way that I needed to learn it. And that was my mission. That's what I'm teaching. And that foundational information is what ultimately leads to wealth.
That's really amazing, because you think back, even when you were in high school, regardless when you were in high school, did anyone, any teacher there, or any class there, or course there, teach you even how to balance a checkbook?
No, nothing. There's nothing. There's not about buying a stock. There's not about paying yourself first. There's not about balancing a checkbook. I remember I was somewhere in my 20s. Had a checking account, had no clue how to balance it. I went into the bank and asked them to explain to me how to balance the checkbook. And I got, I'd say, 75% of the information on how to do it, but the person at the bank couldn't even explain it well.
That is really shocking.
Frustrating.
Go ahead, Bill.
Yeah, no, you took the words out of my mouth. Yeah. Isn't it interesting? So tell us about what you're doing now. You're coaching people in this area. Is this correct?
Yes. Not personally, but I've got a team of people who do it. They take my material and they support our clients. We've got programs from a foundational level where there's just videos to a program where we hold someone by the hand and even guarantee will increase their net worth by $100,000, you know, providing they qualify. You know, you can't add $100,000 of net worth to someone who, you know, earns $25,000 a year. Right. You know, so there's some qualifications, but for someone who's earning $25,000 a year, we even have support structures in place.
That's incredible, because a lot of people out there are struggling. They just don't really know how to manage their money good. You hear that term a lot. You know, you need to learn how to manage your money. And
I love it. But I got to interrupt you, Jim.
Go ahead.
When someone, and this is what I've heard. I've heard parents, I've heard CPAs say, you need to know how to do a budget, or you need to manage your money. Let me tell you, let me ask you something, Jim. If I threw you in a pool of water and you did not know how to swim, and I said to you, Jim, swim, is that going to help you from drowning?
Not at all. Not in your hour
exactly.
of need. It's not going to help you.
Exactly. That's, you know, telling you to swim, telling you to manage your money, telling you to budget is not an instruction. And that, I'm sorry I'm yelling, but that so offends me. When people will tell someone else to do that, like that means they know how. Mm-hmm. If they knew how, if the instructions were there, they'd be doing it.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. And it's just kind of like that old saying that people used to hear growing up, and I probably said it too, maybe someone else, go to school, get you a good education, get you a good job, and be set for life. Well, that brief's real good, but in a world of reality, the world doesn't turn like that, ladies and gentlemen. It just doesn't. I mean, it's everything is changing. 2020 was a huge pivot year. 2021 is the year of execution to be able to improve your life. And we're getting ready to break for commercial, but we'll be right back with more great information from Rennie right after this brief message.
This show, Your Future Is Now, is sponsored by SpeakersPathway.com. And just like the show, we are dedicated and aligned in perfect harmony with the same vision and mission of helping people to find their future. Is fear holding you back from your calling or your life mission? Do you struggle with taking that first step? If so, Bill Henrich is our catalyst to help you create perspectives with new possibilities that will bring you more peace, more joy, more love in your life, and freedom. Do you struggle trying to build your strategy? Do you know how to reach your end results? If not, Gigi Ames is your expert in strategy and helping you create your step-by-step game plan to reach your finish line. For more information on creating the life you want to live, reach out to Bill Henrich. Or if Gigi Ames can help you with building your strategy with your end goal in sight, go to speakerspathway.com. That is speakerspathway.com.
It's merging Denver.
Did you hear about the catfish that fell from the sky and hit a woman on the head? I'm not joking. Lisa LaBrie was walking in a Cleveland park when she heard a rustling in the trees above her. When she looked up to see what was going on, a 5-pound catfish fell from the tree and hit her smack in the middle of her face. I know, this sounds fishy, but witnesses saw a bird, possibly a hawk or an eagle, flying away. The bird had apparently dropped the foot-long catfish more than 50 feet through the trees before hitting LaBrie. What's another word for the study of fish? ichthyology. Lisa LaBrie said, although she used to do a lot of fishing or doodle socking while growing up in Colorado, I don't think she's ever caught a catfish with her face before. What's another name for a fisherman? A pizzicaturist.
It's Merging Neighborhood.
I'm Carolyn Davidson, and you can have fun challenging your words you never heard vocabulary with my free app, Too Funny for Words.
Welcome back to the show, ladies and gentlemen. Your Future Is Now is proudly brought to you by the good guys at the 6SIXMinuteWebinar.com. And earlier in the show, we talked a lot about the 6-Minute Webinar initially when we kicked off the show. And there was a good reason for it, because if you're struggling in your business and you try to tell everybody everything you're doing in your business, it's like trying to target practice with a shotgun. You're going to be all over the place. The 6-Minute Webinar, in the first sentence, you will be able to repel all the people that you cannot help. You will be able to attract your ideal client. And one of the things I like about it is it sounds so personal, like you're talking one-to-one, because that's the message you want to get out. And I use the thing about weight loss, because everybody can relate to that. And just simply just say, during this 6-minute webinar, I will share with you 3 ways that you can lose weight. And right there, everybody that's interested in losing weight will stay with you. Those that aren't, they're gone. But notice how personal that was, how you can lose weight. And the gentleman who is one of the co-creators, Don McGrath and Mr. Bill Heinrich. Bill is the honorary host here on the TogiNet radio station. He is with us, and he was one of the guys. He is one of the main guys with the 6-Minute Webinar. Mr. Bill, we're honored to have you, sir.
Well, I'm thrilled to be here. It's great to share good information with people. And yeah, the 6-Minute Webinar, we do boot camps. You can go to 6minutewebinar.com. if you want more information. But I want to know, Jim, I want to ask our guest today, Rennie, I want to ask him about the myths around money and wealth.
Oh, yeah. You know, that's so
now,
important. Because
I'm going to frame this, Rennie. We've got about a 12-minute section here before we go to break. So I need to take the top 4.
All right. Well, then I'm going to start with the number one myth. And that is that people are told by Susie Orman or Dave Ramsey, I've got nothing against them, they've got a lot of good information. They're told by their CPA that they need to pay off their credit cards before they begin to save or invest money. Mm-hmm. Now, that is so wrong and so damaging to so many people. And the reason for it is, this myth keeps someone enslaved to credit card companies or finance companies or credit issuers. And the reason for it is that people will focus on paying off their debt, and something happens. Something goes wrong. The car breaks down, the water heater bursts, whatever it is, and they don't have the money, and they end up having to put it on a credit card again or charge it in some other way. And then they focus on paying off that debt. And they've got this roller coaster effect through their whole life of paying off debt and it coming back, paying off debt and it coming back. And then they find themselves, when they're older, let's say they want to retire, all they have is no debt. They have no assets that generate an income so that they can retire. There's an inadequate amount coming from Social Security. They haven't put enough money away in a 401k or retirement plan, and they're eating tuna instead of, they're eating cat food instead of tuna. It's just,
yeah.
And now I've personally been impacted by this, and that's why I'm saying it. And when I was age 50 and I was broke, I had credit card debt. Now I had two choices. I was paying myself first from the money I was earning. It was $500 a month, and I was putting it in individual stocks from the Dow Jones 30. Now, I could have used that $500 a month to pay down my credit card debt, but I didn't do that. Instead, I paid myself first, and in 3 years, I'd saved up and had invested that was really my money, $18,000. I'm making minimum payments on the credit card debt, but I had the opportunity to buy a little triplex. And where did the down payment money come from? It came from my selling the stocks and making that as toward my down payment. That $18,000 that I'd saved up turned into $125,000 from the real estate investment. And here's another attitude of the wealthy. They borrow money. They use debt to create wealth. So I borrowed money, and with two other people, we started buying more apartment buildings. The point is, I went from broke at age 50 to multimillionaire while making minimum payments on my credit cards. But by the time I'm a millionaire, a multimillionaire, the income from my investments was able to make the payments on the credit cards. If I would have delayed making this investment, I would not have had the money to make the down payment if I had gotten rid of the credit card debt. And the bottom line is, at this point in life, I don't care what goes on the credit card. It gets paid in full every single month, and it doesn't matter how much I charge. That would not have happened if I focused on paying off my credit card debt, because I'd done that in the past. And something would go wrong, and I had no reserves, and I ended up having to go back into debt again.
So that's one myth, and these are the strategies that you teach people in your programs. Is this correct?
Absolutely correct. Yeah. A lot of it's based on my own experience, and a lot of it's based on the experience of people that I've learned from who are wealthy, and concepts that are 5,000 years old. You and I will all be dead, and these concepts will still be working.
What's another myth, Rennie?
Another one? People think it's okay to waste small amounts of money. Like, they go to Starbucks or somewhere else, and they buy a cup of coffee and a muffin. You know, what they don't realize is that they could become a millionaire by investing $10 a day. And when I started getting my act together in my 40s, I mean, that was just, you know, the start of the runway. I learned a method of tracking every penny I spent. Now, this worked for John D. Rockefeller, who was one of the wealthiest men in the world. He literally tracked all the money that came into his life and where it was being spent. And he started it when he was 11 years of age with pennies. And so, hey, if this works for the wealthiest people in the world, you know, maybe it'll work for me too. If I put 25 cents in a parking meter, I wrote it down. When I was able to see where I was spending my money, I was allowed and asked questions. That allowed me to make different decisions, decisions that ultimately would lead to spending money more powerfully. So wasting small amounts of money is important to creating wealth. You waste it, you will not be creating wealth in the way that you can if you watch what you're spending. And, you know, well, I think a lot of people who are in financial trouble think, here's the third one, that they need a good credit score to create wealth. And this gets back to when I was broke at age 50. I didn't have a good credit score. I was divorced for the second time. I'd had a business failure. So when it came to buying the real estate, my credit wasn't of any value at all. I had to use the credit of the two people I was working with to buy this property. So it was their credit that allowed me to get in.
And that's really amazing. Let me just cut in there for a moment, if I may, Rennie. It's really amazing because you're talking about when you write down every single, you know, penny where it goes and that sort of thing. Like if you put 25 cents, you know, here or there or whatever. But the main thing that it came to my mind is that's the beginning of training your brain to watch the small amounts of money. Would that be
exactly?
Accurate?
That's accurate. What it does is yes, train your brain. You become conscious. And that's what the problem is people are unconscious to their spending. Mm. When you have to write it down every time you're spending it, now you become conscious. Now you can make decisions. Now you can ask, is this where I want to spend my money? Is this leading me to financial freedom or complete financial choice? If I didn't have to work for a living, would I buy this? You can't ask those questions if you're unconscious about where your money's going.
Mm. That's really something, isn't it, Bill? I've never thought about writing down the small amounts of money, keeping track of those. And normally I've done things like set up a budget, you know, this has cost so much, you know, the house payment or the rent or whatever it might be, the cell phone, da-da-da-da-da. But I've never really thought about keeping track of the small amounts of money, but I can see how that can really shape your mind and make you aware of wasteful spending, I guess you may want to call it that, you know?
Yeah,
exactly.
Rennie, I know in talking to you in the past, and we may not have time to get into this now, but when we come back from break, we can. You talked about how people are afraid to look at their finances. They're afraid to gain awareness because it's such a dire situation.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the big game changers is writing down every cent you spend, because all of a sudden you'll be shocked at how much money has gone to little bit. You know, myself, I don't carry cash because I can't keep cash in my pocket. It seems to disappear. it just seems to disappear. It's amazing.
Mm-hmm.
Now, and I'm going to try this after having worked with you on the 6-minute webinar, the spending piece, because I think this is really, really fascinating.
Mm-hmm.
But there's emotionally, we have so many stories about money working against us.
I cover some of those in a TEDx talk that I had done.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
When we come back from break, let's start there. And then I want to talk about some of the fears and what people can do to overcome the fears they have for money.
You got it.
We can help anybody listening, because this is a subject that literally affects everybody around the world. Isn't that right, Jim?
Absolutely. It really does. And it's a good checkup from the neck up. We'll be right back, ladies and gentlemen.
Future Is Now is sponsored by SpeakersPathway.com, and just like the show, we are dedicated and aligned in perfect harmony with the same vision and mission of helping people define their future. You may have heard that a picture is worth 1,000 words. Well, a video is worth 1,000 pictures. Koji Simaldi says, if you're not using video in 2019, you're going to get left behind. Most people feel lost or confused when it comes to marketing. Preston Martelli is a marketing guru whose strategies are both art and science in growing your business. Preston helps you make the right decisions that are predictable, measurable, and scalable. For additional information about Koji, Preston, or any of our executive training directors, go to our website at speakerspathway.com. That is speakerspathway.com.
While visiting a ranch in Colorado, I met a goat named Lucky. Domesticated goats are sometimes kept as pets, similar to a dog or cat. When Abraham Lincoln was president, his sons kept 2 goats in the White House with them. There are about 450 million goats in the world. Male goats are called bucks, and female goats are called does. Of course, the young goats are kids. Sometimes racehorses are given a goat friend, so they won't be lonely in the stall. The phrase getting someone's goat comes from the unsportsmanlike practice of stealing the competition's goat to unsettle the horse before the race. Goats need a lot of room to roam so they don't feel confined. What's the fear of being penned in? Clithrophobia.
It's words you never heard.
I'm Carolyn Davidson, and you can have fun challenging your words you never heard vocabulary with my free app, Too Funny for Word.
Welcome back to the show, ladies and gentlemen. Our guest, Mr. Rennie Gabriel, he's really given us some great information. He's going to start in a little bit more with the myths and things that, really, bog us down in our minds when it comes to money. And our show is brought to you by the good guys at the 6MinuteWebinar.com. That's SIXMinuteWebinar.com. The gentleman that helps host the show is an honorary host here on the Toganet radio station, Mr. Bill Heinrich. He has a great book called Seven Levels of Truth. You can find it on Amazon, and you can also get his free ebook, myfreebook.me. That's on Clarity. Clarity has no story. So get that free ebook. Just go to myfreebook.me, M as in Mike, E as in Echo. And Mr. Bill, we're just, some of the things that Rennie has brought up, I mean, it's just really, it's eye-opening, isn't it?
You know, it is. And this is a subject that touches deeply into everyone. And Jim, I know you like good jokes. And when people are talking about investments and they ask me about my investments, I tell them that I have all my cash tied up in canceled checks.
Oh, that's good.
Everybody laughs about that because they've all been there at some point in their life, or may be there now, right, Rennie?
Yeah, unfortunately, that's true. And, one of the things, because we're talking about creating wealth, I think one of the most important things we need to address is the attitude people have about money. Which, and I cover this in my TEDx talk, but from too many different directions, we are taught that being wealthy is bad, or wealthy people are evil or disgusting. Mm-hmm. And, it comes from the scripture, from, an expression like, a camel can pass through the eye of a needle easier than a rich man can get into heaven.
Mm-hmm.
You've got fairy tales like Jack and the Beanstalk, where, the giant in the heavens has all the money, and it's okay for Jack to go up and steal the goose that lays the golden eggs and kill the giant. Why? Because Jack was poor. Money doesn't grow on trees. I mean, on and on and on. And one of the best quotes I heard, where people have a fear of becoming wealthy because they're afraid it'll corrupt them and they know they're good people, comes from Warren Buffett. Now, if you haven't heard the name Warren Buffett, there's no point continuing to listen.
But oh, yeah.
Warren Buffett has a quote that says, "Of the billionaires I have met, money just brings out the basic traits in them. If they were jerks before they had money, they were simply jerks with $1 billion.
Mm-hmm.
Which means if a good person becomes wealthy, they'll still be a good person. And when a jerk becomes wealthy, he's still a jerk.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what people don't understand. It's not like the money corrupts them. It's they were already corrupt before they had the money.
Oh, yeah.
And so that's an important distinction, because too many people shun the idea of becoming wealthy when it's the wealthiest people in the world who can be the biggest philanthropists and the biggest contributors to creating change on the planet.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
A homeless person can't contribute to changing anything in the world.
Mm-hmm.
So, I wanted to get that attitude out there, because if someone has a fear of handling money effectively, if they shun the idea of becoming wealthy, even for themselves, they're not going to be able to have the impact on the planet that they want to have. I can't contribute the tens of thousands of dollars to the charity if I'm struggling to get by.
Mm-hmm. You know, before we go any further, too, Rennie, I'd like for you to be able to share your website and your email address so people could find out more about you and get in touch with you, sir.
Yeah, thank you. I appreciate that. And it's easy. I've got a book with the title Wealth on Any Income. My website is Wealth on Any Income. I have a podcast with the title, guess what it is?
Wealth on Any Income. Am I right?
You're right. How did you figure that out?
Well, I'm starting to get smart a little bit. And if you ask me tomorrow, I may not be able to answer that question, but Wealth on Any Income. That's a great, great title. You mentioned a podcast. Where can people find your podcast?
Oh, it's on Apple. It's on Stitcher. It's on Google. It's on most platforms that people get their podcasts.
Oh,
And if they want to see this TEDx talk that I've been talking about, mm-hmm. they can go to wealthonanyincome.com/TEDx.
Hmm.
And they'll also even be able to download what I call the roadmap to complete financial choice. It's a 9-step roadmap from the attitudes people have to how they handle their money to the point where ultimately they can choose to work or choose not to work and donate to the causes that touch their heart. So they'll see the TEDx talk and they can get that roadmap.
Hmm. That's amazing. And your email address, sir, is?
Rennie, which is R-E-N-N-I-E, at wealthonanyincome.com.
Wealth on Any Income. And ladies and gentlemen, that's just got a nice ring to it. And Bill, if someone is really interested in changing their life and they hear the words wealth on any income, that's going to make their ears perk up, isn't it?
Well, I really like the name because I know Rennie. I've had the opportunity to work with him and known him for a while. Mm-hmm. And it's just, why not? You know, wealth is one of those things, Rennie, it's an energetic perception.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. It's all wealth.
It's about flow. It's about getting into the flow.
Exactly. Everybody talks about abundance. And when they talk about abundance, they always talk about material things. And abundance is not material, and neither is wealth.
No, both of them. I mean, I literally say a prayer on a daily basis about my health, about my relationships, and the last one is the prosperity. Because without the health, I can't enjoy what I have. Without the relationships, I can't enjoy what I have. And those are the first two things that really make a difference.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah. You know, I, as you know, do some high-level coaching with CEOs and high-performing entrepreneurs around the world. And I'm a business coach, but we never talk business, Rennie.
Yeah. The business comes out of everything else. The flow, wealth. Yeah.
Because when you know... When you have a path, you know what choice to make, don't you, Rennie?
Exactly. Right.
When you know what stories were driving you and you change the stories, everything changes, doesn't it?
It changed completely. That's why I was speaking about the myths that people buy into, because those are like the stories that if people believe, that keeps them stuck. It's until they change that story, until they discard those myths, until they adopt new ones, the transformation can't occur.
Right. You know, what I found out when I went through my major personal transformation, probably one of the, and this is, people may take offense to this, but basically, when you look at life from the universe and an energetic standpoint, what's happening in the physical doesn't matter. And everything in the physical is about surviving, and everything in the energetic perception level is about thriving. Right, Rennie?
Yeah. We were all meant to thrive as long as we can connect to it. And if we're too focused on the material, too focused on our body,
you'll
too focused
on
things. Yeah. It just, yeah. And that's again, how Warren Buffett's quote fits, you know, if you start off as a jerk and you become wealthy, you're still a jerk.
You're just a wealthy jerk.
Exactly.
Yeah. But I really like the way you said that. Okay. It's our ability to connect with it.
Mm.
Yes. Yes.
And that connection is an energetic connection. One where you set guidelines and boundaries and hold yourself in a place of responsibility to do certain things. Right, Rennie?
Absolutely correct. And, you know, taking responsibility is so crucial. And and as long as someone has that ability, they can have an accountability partner as well. And that even adds more fuel to the power.
Wow. We could talk about this for a long time, Jim.
Oh, yeah. We've only got a couple minutes left. I'm going to give Rennie a chance to say anything else he likes to. And Bill, you can too. I'm just going to sit back and relax.
It just that. If a kid who fails high school math, who goes broke three times, who as a certified financial planner didn't learn these skills, they could be learned by anyone. Anyone can become wealthy. That's why the book is Wealth on Any Income. I mean, I literally created millions of dollars from earning $5,000 a month and paying myself $500 a month. I truly believe if I can do it, anyone can. And that's no joke. And at the same time, I think there are so many areas I think small. There are people who've accomplished so much more with even less than I've done.
It just takes a commitment to be focused on, you know, being disciplined about your money and being aware of where your money is being spent. And as we said earlier, train your brain on where the little, you know, the small amounts of money goes, because that really adds up.
And I realized one thing I didn't say that is so crucial, and you're talking about the final word. Thing is, wealth creation is a team sport, not a solo sport. I didn't do it by myself. No one I know, I don't care if you're talking about Warren Buffett or Elon Musk or anyone else. Mm-hmm. No one has done it by themselves. Not even John D. Rockefeller.
Yeah, that's exactly right. So, ladies and gentlemen, all the information on Rennie will be in the description of the show. We're out of time. We're getting ready to go to tunes. We want to thank you for tuning in. Hope you have a blessed weekend. We'll see you next time.